Good evening, everyone. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome and good evening. May I please have approval of the minutes of the regular business meeting of May 10, 2021, special meeting of May 18, 2021, and the work study meeting May 24th, 2021. First, Mrs. Penne, second, Mr. Montalvo, all in favor? Passes 7-0. I have a motion to approve the treasurer and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for April 2021 and interim claims report for April 2021. First, Mrs. Stewart, second, Mrs. Donaldson, all in favor? Thank you. Superintendent's report.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us this evening. Tonight, we kick off the regular business meeting for June with some celebrations. We would like to first celebrate two wonderful students here at Babylon High School, Darby Dreyer and Megan Flower. First, I'd like to introduce our salutatorian for this school year, Megan Flower. And is Megan on with her family? Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Give her a round of applause. We are so happy for Megan this year. Megan will be attending Florida State University, where she will continue her studies after graduation. She is a member of the National Spanish, Business, and English Honor Societies, and she was also named as this year's recipient of the Bausch & Lomb Honorary Science Award from the University of Rochester. Megan is a member of the student council and is our class cabinet member here at BHS. And she is also captain of the school's varsity soccer and softball team. So congratulations, Megan, on being this year's salutatorian. We could not be happier for you and your family. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Is there anybody from the high school that would like to say a few words?
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Congratulations. Megan is an amazing individual. Academics, athletic, leadership. We're definitely going to miss her here, but she's on to bigger and better things. So best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. We have some treats for you when we see you in person, which I will be sharing with you with on our board ceremony. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Family for also joining us this evening. Next, we'd like to honor this year's valedictorian, Ms. Darby Dreyer. Congratulations to Darby. Darby is going to be attending the University of Virginia. She is president of the French Honor Society and secretary of both the National Honor Society and the Business and Marketing Honor Society. Darby has been a DECA Regional and State Award recipient. She is the publicity chair of the student council here at BHS, and she's also an AP Scholar of Honors and has been named to the principal's list with high honors. Congratulations, Darby. Your future looks very bright at the University of Virginia. Congratulations. We actually celebrated Darby's achievement at a virtual valedictorian ceremony at the county level last week, and her mom and her dad were able to join us up here. And it was just as lovely as the traditional ceremony was. It was nice and intimate to get to know them as her parents, and we just could not be more proud of you. You both girls represent such wonderful ambassadors to Babylon schools. Congratulations. Mr.
Cerrone,
I know you want to say some nice words about Darby as well.
Hi, Darby. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Great. It was great hanging with you and your family the other day. You know, Megan and Darby, they're just wonderful ambassadors for the building, for the school district. She's optimistic, she's diligent, and very responsible. She's going to have a great time at University of Virginia and go on again to do bigger and better things. So don't forget about us.
Next, we'd like to, before we get into the tenure appointments this evening that we celebrate, we would like to recognize two amazing ladies that we have all had the pleasure of working with all these years. There's something very special when you become a board trustee. And when you start yourself in the role, you know, obviously the learning curve is vast. But eventually you become part of a well-designed team, and their intelligence, their hard work, their work ethic was just amazing over all of these years that they served their community. And personally, you know, I became very close with them just as wonderful people. And I have no doubt that after their service on the Board of Education ends, that they will go on to take their leadership skills to new heights. And I can't wait to see when we meet up again where you've been in your roles back in your own districts. The first is Mrs. Ann Donaldson. Mrs. Donaldson has been a trustee here at Babylon for the past 9 years. Take a very special person to dedicate 9 years of public service on a Board of Education with all the night meetings we make you come to with the trainings. Just remarkable. Anne has also spent two of those years as president of the Board of Education. She currently serves as the Audit Committee Chair, and she served on that committee for the last 7 years. As well as being president, and she served on all the committees during her time as president. She is an educator. She holds a BS in social studies from SUNY Buffalo and an MA in liberal studies and an advanced certificate from SUNY Stony Brook. But more importantly, she is just a wonderful team player. She always puts children first. We will all miss you dearly. And like I said, you know, 9 years is something very, very special. Very, very special. So a big round of applause for Mrs. Ann Donaldson. What amazing work you have done for the children of Babylon. All free, right? And all volunteer work and all those many nights. And now we give you back to your family. The second wonderful woman actually started with me. We were at the same board meeting 6 years ago. Well, almost 7 years ago now, right? Ms. Tricia Panay, smart, energetic, a public servant. Tricia has spent 6 years as a trustee. And in those 6 years, she has given back so much to how this board functions. She's given her time, her talents, and treasure to the students of this district, always a cheerleader out in our community, highly respected by people out in the community. And I can't just say enough about Mrs. Panay and what she has done, what she has brought to this school board. Ms. Panay has served, yes, for 6 years on the board, but she also served for vice president for 1 year and spent 2 years as president of the Board of Education. She currently serves as the policy committee chair, and as president, she also served on all of the committees as an ex officio member. She holds a BS in biology from Wake Forest University and an MPA, a master's of public administration from Baruch School of Public Affairs. She is a teacher in Bethpage and another outstanding teacher that I know that graces Bethpage High School. They're lucky to have you there. We're fortunate to have had you for 6 years. I am going to miss you dearly, but I know that you will stay engaged with us. And congratulations on your future and your new leadership roles that you embrace. And just know you both always have a home here in Babylon. But congratulations to both Mrs. Panay and Mrs. Thomas.
That it was an honor to meet with all of you. I'm not crying because we won't meet probably. And we didn't always agree, but we did so respectfully. And so that's what I thank you for listening to my passionate opinion at the time. And thank you for sharing your knowledge with me. And it's an honor to serve with all of you. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
You might have to turn that one off.
I still don't know how to use a microphone. It was an honor to serve. You all have taught me so much, every single one of you at this table. So thank you so much, because you have definitely made me a better person. And serving this community is a privilege that I cannot put into words. So thank you. Congratulations.
We're all emotional.
Well, they still have one more meeting. So some news announced around the district. We have opened up for celebrations, and I have to say our community has been terrific, you know, following the necessary protocols that we're told we have to follow. We had a wonderful live school play at Pippin recently, which was just outstanding. We had multiple performances, and that just gives you a taste of where we're going in the next, you know, number of weeks as we tie out the school year. But most specifically, this week we have incoming grade school, grade three parent orientations. We have a kindergarten orientation. We have a high school, senior high school concert. Again, you know, people will be appropriately spaced with protocol, but we've opened up, you know, as best as we can. And I think people appreciate that. Next week, we have our 7 through 12 awards night and our 12th grade awards night. Recently, we had our senior parent night out on the field. It was a beautiful evening. Thanks to everybody at the high school, Mr. Cerrone, and everybody, our advisors and our parents who helped put that together. But there is a celebration in the air here in Babylon, and we end this school year with a wonderful junior prom on June 18th. I'm sorry, no, a wonderful junior prom, senior prom, excuse me, on June 24th on Walter Williams Field at 6 p.m. and June 25th graduation on Walter Williams Field that evening. So we are really trying our best to promote end-of-year celebrations that all children deserve and our senior class. We also will be recognizing, you know, grade six moving up, as well as the grade two moving up ceremony, ninth grade orientation, and so on and so forth. So, ending the year with the senior prom at our Walter Williams Field, which will be a terrific event, as well as graduation. We'll you know, hope for good weather if we will be outside. But with that, we're moving along. That's pretty much for the updates. Thank you, Mrs. Rossi. Moving on to committee reports. Audit committee.
All right, I'll try this again. So we have the external auditors in the building today, and they are doing their work. Finishing getting their field work started, and tomorrow, I believe, we're going to be talking with the New York State Office of the Controller's Office for that audit, and we'll let you know how that all pans out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Donaldson. Finance Committee?
The Finance Committee has nothing to update this point.
Thank you, Mrs. Sturz. Buildings and Grounds, Mr. Monsanto?
Yes.
No, you're good.
We have nothing to report.
Thank you. Technology,
okay. Sorry, my phone just shut off, of course. Give me 1 second. Okay, first I want to start by congratulating Mr. DeLeo. I saw he's on the meeting for his new addition to his family.
Congratulations.
All student devices will be collected by the end of the year. The high school administration is working with IT for those device collections. Elementary school and grade school will be collected in class. All virtual students will be dropped off the last week in June. Several systems are being updated for the purpose of security. Some instructional devices are being updated based on teacher feedback and requests. Families are going to be asked to provide information regarding access to the internet and computing devices at home based on a new state mandated data collection. So we've done that data collection before, but now the state is probably requiring it on a specific form, so we're doing it again. And also just a reminder for everyone to stay vigilant when using IT, especially school systems, as the number of malicious attacks are steadily increasing as we approach the summer.
Thank you, Ms. Melissa. Cordell?
Good evening. We have nothing to report tonight.
Thank you. And policy, Mrs. Panetti?
Okay, good evening. On April 26th, the policy meeting was convened to discuss gender-neutral restrooms. Such gender-neutral restrooms shall be clearly designated with signage on or near the entry of each facility. With 81 such restrooms in the district, the district is now in compliance. The second reading and the adoption will be this evening.
Thank you. Moving on to new business. I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 35. Mrs. Juris, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 7-0. I have a motion to approve items 1 through 35. Mrs. Nowacki, seconded by Mrs. Juris. Any discussion? All in favor?
So tonight, those approvals that were just passed, we want to recognize some people. I do know that we have some of our principals here tonight. So specific congratulations to the following teachers who just received tenure. This year was a terrific year, a terrific slate of top-notch quality tenure candidates. Please give a round of applause for Kyle Cropsey. Kyle, you are on. Welcome. We could not be happier for you. He has just done extraordinary work here in Babylon. He is all about students, and Kyle, this is a very special night for you, so congratulations. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We also give a round of applause for Brittany Muller, who teaches in our grade school. Congratulations, Brittany. Are you here?
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so honored to work in such an amazing district. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. My fellow Nittany Lion, right? She's a Penn Stater. Next, we have Lauren Heck, who is our physical education teacher at the grade school. Congratulations, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
You have also done amazing work, just like Brittany and Kyle. We are so happy to have you at the grade school. You have really made a mark in that building with the students and the parents. Congratulations. As well as in our community.
Thank you so much.
Next we have congratulations to Emily Ronner, who received tenure tonight. Congratulations, Emily. Emily teaches at Babylon Elementary School this year. She's been all over the district for the last number of years, but she landed a home in Babylon. Hello, Emily.
Hi, thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Well deserved. And you've gone from grade level to grade level, so you're really getting a taste of where they are from, where they are now, where they need to go, right?
Yes.
And then Ms. Tomei, congratulations, Ashley. Where are you? There you are. Hello, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Orchestra teacher extraordinaire. You have really turned our orchestras around, and we could not be happier that you have made a home in Babylon, Ashley. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Another round of applause for these wonderful people. And we also recognize the people who are resigning tonight. We have Miss Weiss from the grade school, who's been with us for a long time, moving out of state. So congratulations, Danielle. Congratulations to Mr. Warren, our facilities director, who will be retiring in late August. Mr. Joe Jones, Charlene Winter, who's been a senior clerk typist here for a long time in Babylon. Mrs. Patton as well. So we are, losing some key people for good reason. And then we also would like to recognize our two new assistant superintendents.
We have Ms. Deirdre Linetta. We welcome to Babylon. Congratulations, Ms. Linetta, as our new assistant superintendent for business. Interesting story about Ms. Linetta. Ms. Linetta has been in Babylon for the last 15 years as one of our external auditors. She knows that office inside and out, and we could not be more pleased to welcome you on board. And we also would like to extend a very warm welcome to our new Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, following in the shoes of Dan D'Amico, Mr. Travis Davey. Congratulations, Mr. Davey. Another wonderful practitioner, professional. He has done some amazing work at Babylon Elementary, and I know the teachers at Babylon Elementary are very sad tonight, but happy in a sense that they'll get to work with you on a new level, Mr. Davey. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's really been a privilege to be part of Babylon with the students and staff at BES and the leadership team that's here, and it's a tremendous privilege to be stepping in and serving the community in this new role. So thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Congratulations, everybody. Thank you. Any other business? Yes, thank you. Okay. So, boy, what a weekend. Okay. So, we had a Friday night fire drill, right? That's the best way I can describe it. Obviously, all the parents who have been in the loop with us, there was a lot of confusion between Friday afternoon and today, based on a letter that went out from the New York State Department of Health innocently to the CDC Friday night. So school districts around the state spent much of the weekend looking for answers as to what today would bring. We finally did get them. The governor came out today in his press conference with an announcement. As all the parents know, we just did send out a letter on that this evening. There was a slight change. You know, masks are now optional for outside only, not inside schools. There was some confusion in some school districts around Long Island, but I think that has been rectified with the State Education Department calling them, as well as school attorneys this evening. But you know, that is our direction we're following. I will tell you, as we have always done, we will keep you abreast of any development that comes along the way. These developments are coming fast and furiously, and you know, we're just trying not to overload people with so much reading material, but at times we have to, just so you are, you continue to maintain, to understand what school districts are having to uphold. With that being said, we've received some really great emails today from very understanding parents. Like all of you, we all remain concerned about the heat index. And you know, we will, as a district, continue to monitor that heat index, which actually is a part of our reopening plan. I am hearing that the governor will come out about something with heat indexes. And you know, if there was ever a need where it became uncontrollably, you know, or uncomfortably hot, that we could switch back to a remote day. We're hoping that doesn't have to happen. I've been taking a look at the heat index for the next 10 days. I think we'll be okay. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, we get these children outside unmasked as much as possible, lots of mask breaks, lots of water breaks, and that we can have, you know, the next number of days spent in, you know, on school grounds, celebrating the close of so many wonderful events, which we want to do for this year. But we have advised our teachers to stay outdoors with their classes as often, unmasked so children can breathe. And if indoors, you know, the ruling is right now that everybody has to be masked according to the mandate by that was handed down today by the governor. He did clarify, which was actually very helpful. Any questions on that? Yes. Can you restate that?
Yeah. I think there was a few schools up in the county that weren't abiding by that? Has that changed?
Yes, it has. We have been informed that those districts did receive calls today from state agencies and that they have retracted their direction to parents and students that they must be now wearing masks. I think the message was very clear to school districts, you know, that we received today, you know, as public officials, whether you're board members or, you know, school leaders, you have to take an oath of office. And by that oath, you're bound by law to enforce, you know, directives that come down. And they were very clear about that today. So I will say that. Am I happy about it? No. I was sort of hoping, you know, they would relax indoors too, but it is what it is. And we're going to make it as comfortable for students and staff as we possibly can. Just know we will do that, okay? Any way we can.
Thank you. Any other business? All right. Do we have any representatives of organizations? We do. Okay, Mrs. Pesci.
Angela Campagna. Hi, Mrs. Campagna.
We have to raise the hand.
Yeah. Can you raise your hand? We'll get you on.
There you go.
Good evening. Fumi was supposed to make a presentation for the Babylon K-6 PTA, but she was unable to attend due to some personal issues. So she sent me her speech, and I would like to read it as if I am speaking for her. So we would like to thank you for allowing us to speak. I wasn't supposed to be on the call because it is my birthday today. So So I don't mind doing this. So this is what Fumi had put together. Good evening, and thank you for having me as part of tonight's BOE meeting. As we come to the end of this very unique and often challenging school year, I would like to take a few moments to say thank you. Thank you to all of our administrators, faculty, and support staff who pulled together to help our students and our families and each other. Thank you to the Board of Education for all the leadership and support it has provided, to everyone within our K-6 PTA organization that helped out. Even with restrictions in place, I feel that our presence was felt. We pulled together to completely rethink the way our families can still feel connected to school. Some of the out-of-the-box things that we prepared this year was in the summertime, recess area chalk paint designs were done at the Babylon Elementary School and at the Babylon Memorial Grade School. Along with Babylon Strong, we helped to host the recess DJs that were done in the fall. We sent home door hangers for the K-6 families so they wouldn't forget to do their masking and to take their temperatures. At the elementary school, we were all able to support Mr. Davey in a pumpkin patch. We had a virtual pumpkin decorating contest at Babylon Memorial Grade School, a virtual gingerbread contest at the K-6, and we were able to have a holiday event at the Conklin House for K-6. All of those events, the videos were prepared, most of them by Fumi because she's an amazing videographer. And the Conklin House, we had several, if not many, high school volunteers that helped at that event. Some of the things that we were still able to put together this year in different formats than normal was the K-6 PART program. We had the grade school science fair. We helped the room reps put together Teacher Appreciation Week. Yearbooks have been done and prepared for the second and sixth graders. So I believe the second graders will be handed out at the school. The sixth graders are going to be handed out at a private event that they're having. And we also had t-shirts for the sixth graders. The following were provided because of awesome community supporting and helping out with fundraisers. We had Picture Day, Spirit Wear sales, Amazon Smiles, the Scholastic Book Fairs, and coming soon again will be school supply kits. So this year has been full of challenges and changes, and I feel that our students and families faced it with courage and resilience. I am grateful for that strength. In closing, we are excited to announce at our annual meeting on Thursday, June 10th, a surprise event for all of the K through six families. You will need to tune in to hear what that surprise may be. The details are on our website. And that is what we prepared. So thank you again for giving K through six an opportunity, Babylon K through six PTA an opportunity to present to you this evening.
Well, I thank you for giving that wonderful rundown of accomplishments. I will tell you, you know, our parents, the PTA does wonderful work for all our schools. It's great when you hear that checklist of all the things that parents have done in such a year. I often say, you know, parents just didn't keep their children engaged during the early days of COVID, but they really continued in creative ways to engage students to students and principals to students and parents to one another. So thank you all on the leadership committee of the PTA. Thank you, Mrs. Campagna, for providing us that wonderful list of accomplishments completed by the PTA. And we look forward to welcoming all of you in person back as we get back to normal this summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, that sounds great. I also wanted to say that we do have a couple more volunteers that are going to be helping out with Mr. Davey for the second grade moving up and with Mr. Goldberg and Ms. Fredo for the sixth grade moving up. We found a couple of students to take some pictures, which will help for the outdoor moving up ceremonies that they've planned. So one other final thing to come.
Yeah, exciting to come, right? Those are coming up this week.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Any other representatives of organizations?
Thank you.
Mrs. Coons?
Thank you.
Hello, Ms. Coons.
Hello. Good evening. How is everybody?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And I want to thank everybody, too, for working very hard through everything here. I had a quick question because I was reading the letter that you had sent out with like ample mask breaks.
Yes.
Is it going to be like a set amount of time or, you know, every hour, a 5 minute break or how long of a break? I only ask because I do babysit for a young man who's in first grade. And when he came out from school today, he only had one mask break, he had told me. So I'm sure part of it was confusion with everything else going on today, but.
Yeah, well, we're telling the teachers to get the students outside as much as possible. I can't answer the number of mask breaks. I'm thinking, you know, there are, you know, designated times throughout the day they should be having mask breaks as well as when any child needs one.
Okay. You know? All right, perfect, thank you.
But I'll follow up with the principals.
That's fine. So we'll move on to questions or comments from visitors. Please use the raise your hand feature. Yeah. Mrs. Campagna, is this you again on the PTA?
Nope, this is just me as myself. I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Davey. I think it would be great to have him as our assistant superintendent for curriculum. I just want to understand the way the two items are set up in the agenda.
Ms. Campagna, it's really hard to hear you. Can you just either lean closer to your mic? We want to understand, and then you cut out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to understand the layout of Mr. Davey's central office assignment and then his assignment for superintendent. Is there a reason why he has to do the central office assignment before the probationary appointment to superintendent for curriculum?
It is a personnel issue. He's finishing up a course.
Okay.
That's all I can pretty much tell you.
Okay, thank you. That's what I think I figured from the way I was reading it. So, okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
And thank you. We think he's pretty terrific as well.
For sure.
Viola Kapowski.
Hello.
Viola.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Good afternoon. I would like to just send out congratulations to all the teachers that earned tenure. As a parent here at Babylon, one of the greatest assets is the teachers, and especially this year, they have not skipped a beat, and I couldn't be any happier. So congratulations. Congratulations to Mr. Davey. And I just want to thank Ms. Rossi for your very openness. I know you had a very busy morning, and I appreciate you getting back to all the parents and getting back to me with the email. I just would like to follow up with Ms. Kuntz. You know, I think as parents, we are concerned about what ample means. A lot of the students are coming in. We're in allergy season. In the beginning, when schools were opening, you know, a lot of the students do have pre-existing conditions, heart conditions, allergies, asthma, and they some can't stay home to be virtual. So I think we want clear guidance. I think maybe teachers want clear guidance. What does it mean? So I think that would help us all in understanding. September? Can you hear me?
Yeah, are you talking for September?
No, I'm talking now. What does ample mean now? That's what we want to know.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Okay, ample mask breaks. That's something I'm going to be talking, because there seems to be some questions on that tonight. So I'll be touching base with all principals tomorrow as to what that is defined. You know, ample in my definition means ample. It should be, you know, maybe they're every 25, 30 minutes, or it should also be when a child needs it. You know, so we have to work with our teachers to make sure to check in with kids to make sure those happen. And I'm really happy you're bringing that up, because that's something that we will address.
And I thank you. And I just, you know, the kids are very young, and sometimes they are afraid to say, hey, can I take my mask off? Because they're afraid of getting in trouble. And again, not to the teachers. The teachers have been doing great. But I think if there is clear transparency and guidance, I think we all would feel so much more comfortable, especially with the heat. And again, I thank you, Ms. Rossi. I thank you. But I think as parents, that's what we're asking for.
Got it. Okay. We will get back to that. And I thank you for the question. And like I said, you know, we are going to have some really nice days coming up where we're really pushing that people take the kids outside, because with the announcement that came today, they don't have to wear masks outside. That could be a lot of free time where a child's able to really breathe. So get the children outside, read some poetry under a tree together. Take your writer's notebooks out to the playground. You know, there's so many ways we could use the outdoors as our classrooms now, especially with the good weather that I see in the forecast, you know. But thank you so much for the comment. And we will get
thank
something
you.
Out. We will get something out. Okay, that's it.
Great. Seeing as there are no further questions, future board meetings. The next regular business meeting is Monday, June 21st. And that is it. I have a motion to adjourn. Mrs. Jervis, seconded by Mrs. Donnelly. All in favor?
Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody.